the agency is an evil corporation that believes that they have created the next evolution of man, the next evolution of human. They're stronger, they're faster, they regenerate, they have to eat, they don't have to eat as often, and that is where the zombies come in. And so the humans are fighting against the agency, fighting for their humanity, while the zombies are agents of the agency.
Christy Flournoy is describing what sounds like the plot of a horror movie, and it is, sort of. She is the president of the Human vs. Zombies organization at the University of Arkansas. The group has a game this week. Humans vs. Zombies is the specialized game of tag. It was started at Goucher College in Maryland in 2005. Since then, the idea has spread all over the world to over 650 college campuses.
Humans vs. Zombies is a game of tag where you have two groups, humans and zombies, obviously the name would dictate, where the zombies are trying to tag the humans. That's the main point of the game.
When a human is tagged by a zombie, they are then turned into a zombie. The hope is that at the end of it all, there is at least one human remaining, having survived the zombie apocalypse. The game began at 8 a.m. on Monday morning. It will end tomorrow afternoon. Anywhere on campus, aside from buildings as to not disrupt anything academic, is an open area for tagging. The game sounds simple, but there are actually rules. Lots of rules. As a moderator, Christy is in charge of coming up with and enforcing those rules.
Moderator means that I and a group of other people plan the game, and we act as impartial judges and referees while the game is being played. So when people have rules questions, they come to us because we created the rules for this game. Because every game on every campus is an individual rule set tailored to the campus and the university policies and their own personal judgment.
The game begins with a group of humans. This week, it started with 246 humans and two original zombies. The humans are allowed to defend themselves by using Nerf guns or balls of socks. While the Nerf guns look cool, socks are cheaper and often easier to aim. If hit, a zombie is stunned for 15 minutes and may not do any tagging of humans. On a campus of over 20,000 students, the gamers must have a way to tell themselves apart from non-gamers.
Yeah, the way that you distinguish a player is that humans wear bandanas on their left arm and zombies wear bandanas around their head. And if you're a moderator like I am, you wear a yellow bandana on your right arm.
Kristen Carroll, a senior, says that the bandanas can sometimes confuse non-players.
That's half the fun. The first semester we played, they didn't really warn anybody what was going on. So it was hilarious just to see how people reacted, because the whole bandanas, since they didn't announce it, a lot of people wear bandanas on their head. And my first class I had, like the first day, there was a girl who would have had time to change and be a zombie, and we walk out of class and she just walks in with a bandana on her head, and we're all like, ah, zombie. And she got cornered in a doorway, and she was like, why do people keep throwing things at me? People have been throwing things at me since I got to campus, because nobody told her what was going on.
To overcome the shock of non-players and prevent any disasters, Humans vs. Zombies became a registered student organization, working with Robin Barthel, Assistant Director for Registered Student Organizations at the U of A, to work out any possible issues.
Well, basically educating people about what the event is so that when they see students, you know, walking around with Nerf guns, they're not alarmed in any way. And then also educating them on how to deal with campus police in case, you know, maybe they haven't received information about what it is and maybe they get stopped. Just having them be aware of their surroundings and how they affect other people.
There was some skepticism around campus to forming an RSO around a game, but there are many benefits to the students.
It gives them skills that they can use later in life, such as event planning. You know, they have to first register their organization, and then they have to reserve certain space, set up rules, publicize it. So all skills that they can use, you know, in their own professions later on. And again, risk management was a big part of this. So working with students directly on developing policies, you know, a semester in advance before they just put this game out there and ask people to sign up for it. And then, you know, this is a game, but it's also a student organization. So, you know, they have to serve as officers, and, you know, there's team building that goes along with that, dealing with conflict, managing conflict within the organization.
Building social skills is also a large part.
What's interesting is that students that probably wouldn't get involved with other organizations on campus, they get involved with this for some reason. They really just, you know, they see it as a fun experience, and they get to meet a lot of different people. So it really brings some people out of their shells, which is interesting.
Making connections and camaraderie are some of the things that were mentioned over and over again when players were asked what they liked about the game. Christy Flournoy met the boy she is dating right now during a game a year and a half ago.
He was a moderator, and I was a player, and I made so many friends while playing. It was only a week long, but when you're a zombie, which I was after the first hour I played, I connected with other people. Like, when you're running around, you know, trying to tag people, there's that sense of camaraderie that people I would have never dreamed of talking to or never thought we'd have anything in common. We both learned we loved this game. And so I have friends that I still speak to regularly today that I learned or I met through playing that game.
Aaron Wright, a fellow moderator, agrees.
I mean, yeah, you meet all kinds of people you never would have met before in your entire life, and you make tons of friends, and, like, you see people walking by, they're complete strangers, and they give you the nod, like, yeah, you're cool, too. We know each other. If we wanted to stop right here and have a conversation, we could, and it's just really cool that you have that with people, and you can just walk up to someone and start a friendship out of nowhere just because you're both wearing a headband.
On this particular evening, Christy Flournoy is meeting with a group of moderators in the student union. They are discussing the night's mission. The game is so much more than simply tag. There's a plot, and then there are missions. Throughout the week, the players meet and have tasks to carry out, prepared by the moderators.
Okay, the plot of the mission is that there are some scientists who are defecting from the agency who helped create this new superhuman who are deciding that they don't agree with it after all, and they are giving some humans their research so that the humans can compile an antidote to it. The zombies have to follow a blood trail that leads them all over campus to one of the scientist defectors.
Aaron Wright is meeting the group of humans in the bus depot, where she will give them their instructions. The zombies have a separate meeting point.
Okay. Everybody listen up! Everybody listen up!
Zombies are on the music, tell you the mission. Okay? Those defecting scientists that we let live, they're still alive, okay? The agency is hunting them down, so they're spread out all around campus. We have these surveillance pictures, I guess, for you guys at four different locations. You have to travel as a group. You can't split up because they're extremely paranoid of the agency. They're going to want to make sure and see all of the humans all at once. They're going to make sure you're human. They're not giving this away to a double agent or something, and then they'll hand you a piece. A piece of what could be a cure. If you get all four pieces, one from each scientist, and assemble them correctly on the stage of the Greek theater, your mission will be complete. You have the choice of which of these four you go to, what order you see these scientists in, okay? All of your clues are in picture form, so if you guys can figure out where they are, then you can go see them.
The humans work together to decide on the order of the buildings they will travel to.
What is it? Inside law or Old Main?
Law. Right there.
Then let's go to the law.
What's the order? What's the order?
Law, Old Main, Science Engineering, Bell.
You're holding your gun the wrong way.
All right, just wait last time.
Yeah, because I don't want all the bullets to fall
back.
They're probably going to cross paths completely, and I don't know if they'll get there before the last scientist is assassinated. This is definitely going to be interesting.
The humans organize themselves with the heavily armed in the front and the back of the group, some working together holding a sheet full of pairs of socks in order to catapult them at the zombies. They wound up collecting only three of the four pieces of research that they needed. They technically failed their mission. The zombies ran to each checkpoint and made it to their final objective, the assassination target, in 17 minutes flat. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.